is Femi Kuti, and you're listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, how you doing? Hope you're doing great. This is David Ellenbogen here, NYC Radio Live. Yeah, I am rushing this one out the door because big concert tomorrow, my time, February 16th. Our guy who's no stranger to most of you, Sameer Gupta, the Maverick tabla player and drum kit player extraordinaire, is releasing a new album called A Circle Has No Beginning. And that's with Mark Carey, Jay Gandhi, Arun Ramamurthy, Marika Hughes, Trina Basu, Rashawn Carter, Neil Murgai, Brandy Younger, Pawan Benjamin, and Morley Kamen. And it's killing. And he's going to have his record release at Littlefield. So he came by WKCR and we did a spot. So I'm going to play some excerpts from that. We'll hear a live recording from Mass Mocha. We'll hear some of our discussion. This was really cool to me, as throughout my career I always get in trouble by people who are upset that something is not conforming enough to a genre that they're hoping for. Like, you know, well, in this case, we played some music and a caller called in and they said they didn't think, they weren't happy it wasn't Indian enough for them, for, and it was an Indian radio show. And I put them as whole on hold, which is my technique when I get callers on the radio. I just put them on hold. And we got to address his issue in length until he hung up. But that's a rare opportunity, so you'll hear us kind of, that's kind of the reference to what we're talking to after you hear this great Mass Mocha recording. So yeah, this is me and Sameer Gupta. Let's start off by hearing the opening track from this album with the vocals of Morley here. It's A Circle Has No Beginning. Hope you make it to the show at Littlefield, and if not, maybe track down the album. It's on all the ways that people listen. And thanks for listening. Enjoy.
Spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheel spin and spin.
Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan here on WKCR. That was some vintage vinyl brought by our guest, Samir Gupta. Samir, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, David.
Glad to hear it. Hope yeah. It's true.
It's totally true. Roggerthal is cool, man. I can come in and bring all my records in here and have a good reason to play them.
Yeah. You brought some music just for our WKCR listeners.
Yeah, that's right. So I actually have a new record coming out that I'm really excited about. It's been like a year and a half, 2 years in the making. And it's called A Circle Has No Beginning. We have this really big album release party happening at Littlefield on February 16th. But I wanted to share with you guys a recording that we made from a live show at Mass Mocha. And it's a really sort of like smaller version of the group. This actually features Mark Carey on piano, a Harlem, longtime Harlem resident, and New York mainstay. So it's someone I've been working with for many, many years. Mark Carey is a close friend and a brilliant keyboardist. And then Rashawn Carter on the bass, who's been playing around with everybody, and he's also amazing. And we actually started out with Jay Gandhi on Bansuri on this track. So it's just him featured solo. And he's a longtime friend and associate and represents a lot of Indian classical music out here.
Right. And our buddy Jay is in India right now. But we just got reports that, was it the Dover Music Festival?
Dover Lane, yeah.
Dover Lane Music Festival. He was sharing the stage with
his guru,
yeah.
Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia.
That's no joke.
That is no joke at
and
all.
And you guys heard him here first on WKCR. So you're in the know. Here's some... special music for just you, and hopefully it'll inspire you to come out February 14th, you said?
16th
at Littlefield. Thank you. All right. Live broadcast, live recording from Mass Mocha from our guest, the tabla player and drum kit player, Samir Gupta.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Yeah.
It was a real pleasure to share that. I mean, one of the things that I thought was really cool about that was the way Jay started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just solo bansuri, and really, Jay is such a creative musician. He's, of course, an incredible Indian classical bansuri player, like we said earlier, disciple of Pandit Hariprasad Charasia. But he also is informed by so many amazing styles of music out there. Like so many of us, we don't just listen to Indian classical music. And so part of where the music is today for me involves really drawing on Indian classical things, but also stuff that is informing from other styles. So
right.
I felt like that song kind of captured that journey for me. So that's a Wayne Shorter song, actually. So I want to give it up to Wayne, because he's still on it. He's still doing amazing music. And he wrote that song a very long time ago called Oriental Folk Song. And it just cracks me up, you know. I think, like, today, to call a song Oriental Folk Song, it might have some different implications. But I think the idea of Oriental in general, I think, is a very interesting conversation piece, you know. Like, the term itself is kind of about orienting, being oriented a certain way.
Mm.
And it's a very Western-oriented thing to call something Oriental. And so it's a very interesting sort of way to think about perspective and how something is orientalized.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, and I wonder, like, you know, you as an artist have your own experience. You know, you were born in this country, you're Indian descent, you've been exposed to jazz.
Yeah.
Would you feel limited in terms of just expressing the fullness of you, who you were, if the orientalizing forces wanted you to only be playing in a certain way or you know, if representing something? Like
a specific kind of style or something.
Yeah.
I think I personally kind of do struggle with that at times. I think for me, growing up as a musician and being a professional musician, originally as a jazz musician, actually coming to New York that way, knowing how to play different styles is part of being a very good professional musician. And I think that for me, the styles that resonate with me are always a lot more easy to pull off genuinely, you know. And I think that the genuineness is the thing that's worth pursuing there. So a lot of times, if it's Indian classical music, just straight, you know, like as if it was in the genre category,
mm-hmm.
I actually really do feel like I can pour myself into that completely. But I think that if it's something that I'm not feeling, like if it's something that's kind of maybe more kitschy or gimmicky, it's actually harder for me. Even if people are saying it's Indian classical music, if I don't find that it resonates with me or it comes across as something, you know, respectful and deep and acknowledging of the real roots of where things are coming from, you know, then it's hard for me to even pour myself into it, just because it lacks a certain sort of substance that I need.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you also feel that certain people would want you to be in a box? You know, they'd be upset that you're here on Rag or Tal playing vintage vinyl, but then you're also playing the jazz side of you, and that for them is not what they tuned in for.
Sure. I think that's valid. I mean, I think people have an expectation, but I also think that it's the responsibility of musicians and music lovers to sort of really explore the vast territory that's there. You know, like even you played earlier a collaboration between a Middle Eastern musician and Indian classical musician, that in a way that was pushing the boundaries as well, you know. And I think that it's all about sort of nuances at that point. How much are you pushing, or which direction are you pushing in? And so I definitely see people saying they like Indian classical music, but then they don't like other kinds of music. And I think that that's, like, it doesn't really bother me, but I also think that maybe they just haven't heard something that really they're ready for yet, you know, because music is just this limitless space where maybe it's not even about what their expectations are. It's really something that completely is unexpected for them. Maybe they need to be in a situation where their defenses are lowered and they don't have any expectations. Right. And then suddenly they hear something and it unlocks something.
Right.
And then they realize, oh, that wasn't Indian classical music. Right. Why did I like that? Oh, it's because you weren't expecting anything.
Right.
You know?
And also it's setting, right? I mean, for me, like, I couldn't understand free jazz at all until I saw it live, and then it made a lot more sense to me. But on a recording, if you're driving your car, maybe for a lot of people, that's not the match, you know?
Yeah, people are at different levels in listening to all these kinds of music. I mean, some people really get turned on by tabla, only tabla, right? And it's like they're just waiting for the tabla solo, or like they're waiting for the jala fast section, you know, where it's just everyone's freaking out and going as fast as they can. And I think that as they listen more and as they start to appreciate the sort of depth and the scope of like what is happening with all this kind of music, but also the way that it speaks on other kinds of music, then they start to realize, you know, the potential for diversity and how they're listening, you know, and what are they hearing, and are we, what are they listening to, what are they listening for. So that stuff I think is all really sort of part of the picture when we're talking about this music. I a lot of times when I think about creative musicians today, I see a lot of that push and pull and saying, oh, I'm expected to play in a certain style, or I'm trying to fit in a certain genre. I mean, the Grammys just happened, right? So it's like the genre police are out in full effect in a way. It's,
right.
But I think that for creative artists, it's something that's always been difficult to say, I have to meet some sort of expectation, but then I also want to feel creative and free. So for me, at least, I've always been very firmly in the creative and free territory. I feel like it's a lot more valuable towards the general equation to say, I'm going to contribute something that is genuine and unique to my experience. And I think a lot of jazz musicians, I think a lot of musicians in New York City are going on that, you know, they really are.